TV, there's politics, there's radio. In short, this is disco at its finest, which is why I got to tell you, I got to give Funky Town from Maple Pictures, I got to give it an 8. Just a wonderful Canadian movie. Original, exciting, enticing, inviting, great dance numbers, great music, just a great, thrilling, escapist fare. Got to tell you, this movie also has a hard tone to it. It shows the harshness of a nightclub scene. It shows people trying to, eat up other people. And by that, I mean to gobble them up. You've got corruption at every turn in this movie. And you got womanizing, and you got the group scene, and you got the partiers, and you got the nightclub scene, and you can feel that vibe. You got the drugs, you got the rock and roll. In short, Funky Town is one funky, hip movie that's fit for today. I had a good time, which is why I got to give Funky Town an 8. Every time you can walk out of a movie singing that song or humming that song, just like in Rango, you got that Western theme. And in Funky Town, you got that hip dance theme, which is a lot of fun. Why, on a scale of 1 to 10, I got to give Funky Town an 8. Thanks for listening to our show today. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9. Reel to Reel, thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, you jazz lovers out there, listen up, because the South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela is coming to Vancouver. Hugh Masekela is performing March 12th at 8 p.m. at the Chan Center for Performing Arts. After he immigrated to the U.S., his number one single, Grazing in the Grass, sold more than 4 million copies. Apart from the trumpet, Masekela also plays the flugelhorn, a brass instrument that resembles the trumpet, but with a wider, conical bore. Born in Quagga Township, Witbank, South Africa in 1939, Hugh Masekela has come a long way in the last 72 years. So come on down to the Chan Center for Performing Arts at the University of British Columbia. Tickets are $65 for adults, $62 for seniors, and $55 for students. You won't be disappointed. Presented by the Chan Center for Performing Arts and CITR Radio 101.9 Vancouver.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Ick. Real quick. Ick. Real sick. Real.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick. Don't you put it in your mouth, uh-uh. Till you ask someone you love. That's right, sis. If it's okay to eat. If it's okay to eat like a muffin.
Well, I only have one word answer, so I won't. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, sir. No, sir. Maybe. Perhaps. Not sure.
Billy Bob, is that you?
That's right. He's inspired a whole generation of people to answering interviews. We'll be right back.
climbing up the wall. And cheating in gravity and waiting on the fall. How did this come over me? Thought I was above it all.
Fighters with Rope from their forthcoming record, Wasting Light, on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. CITR.ca, the website you can listen to download this show and others for future listening preferences. And this show in question is Shameless. Got to admit, I've never been a big Foo Fighters fan until just this second, because I love that song. I'm Jonathan Brown, your team captain, your Daniel Alfredson, only younger and more useful. On the assist is Natalie Olson, the Chris Phillips of this team, and Mac Pollock, the Craig Anderson in net.
I don't know who Craig Anderson is, John.
I'm rolling with this analogy as far as I can.
Is he a hockey player?
He likes to think so. How y'all doing over there?
Good. Just great, John. How you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic. Fantastic.
It's good to hear.
I'm very excited for this edition, because today we'll have a combination of two of my favorite things, dinosaurs and aliens. I've got some interviews from two great musical acts that I'm really excited to show you today. One is Velociraptor from right here in Vancouver, and they're sitting here in the studio right now.
Hi.
How's it going, boys?
It's all right.
Nice. We'll be in conversation later, much later. Sadly, much, much later, because the other is Jim Bryson, who's touring the country with the Weaker Thans, a band as a tandem, Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans. Their record, The Falcon Lake Incident, is an ode to UFO sighting and location where the record had been released to rave reviews. I had the chance to chat with Jim Bryson over the phone a while back before his show at the Biltmore with the Weaker Thans band. This show was preempted for a homelessness marathon, and their show was sold out anyway. So I'll play that interview regardless because I'm very proud of it. So let's get into it. How about this first song from the Falcon Lake Incident is Metal Girls on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
I took my best foot and I slowly put it out from me. Cause I heard that leaping and never did much good. With all the heavy metal girls that could lift the world the way it seems. And not just over in the next neighborhood. Where I heard that they never talked to a bookkeeper's son. Who talked and talked but never learned a thing about love. I took my best laid plans and I laid them all out in front of me. Knowing my best laid plans never did me much good. With all the heavy metal girls that could lift the world the way it seems. And not just over in the next neighborhood. Where I heard that they never talked to a bus driver's son. I talked and talked but never learned a thing about love. Well, you know some days talking is not enough. To break the windows wide open and let us out into the big wide world. We'll break the screen door wide open and see if we can go a little on this earth. We'll break the ceilings wide open and let the sun burn the skin of all the heavy metal girls. Ba 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 da da ba. 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 Ba 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 da da ba.
From the Falcon Lake Incident, that was Metal Girls. From Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans here on Shameless, 101.9 FM CITR. I recently got the chance to chat with Jim Bryson before his show at the Biltmore with the Weaker Thans, and here's how it all went. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm pretty funny. I live in Ontario, eastern Ontario near Quebec, which is sort of the land of poutine, and Jason had bought cheese curds after our Montreal show. And he was going to bring them home to make poutine, and he left the cheese curds somewhere. So I express post him cheese curds, and he made poutine yesterday at home.
Nice. You can't make poutine with anything else but cheese curds.
No, but really, the look on the person in the post office face when I was putting them in an express post envelope, they just said, I got to say, I've never had somebody mail somebody cheese curds before. And I thought, well, you'd think it actually would get done lots. So away we went.
Hmm. Of all the cheeses, that would be the one that would last the best, you'd think, in the mail?
I guess, yeah, and hopefully, you know, it's cold, too, so it'll be shipped in cold weather, so, yeah. But we sure have a lot of it around here.
It'd be nice and well-preserved, that's for sure.
That's right.
So you are a well-established solo artist and collaborator. How did it come about that the Weaker Thans came on to be a supporting band for the Falcon Lake incident?
Well, I had actually, you know, been a side person for the Weaker Thans itself. Also, Number of Cadets was brought on to be an extra musician on their reunion tour record when they brought that on tour. And I had been on tour in Winnipeg, and Steve and I had gone out to lunch, and Steve's a great guy to bounce stuff off of because he's a really, really smart sort of business music brain, you know, as far as being ambitious and understanding and just sort of doing the most you can, you know, both with every dollar as an independent artist and with every day as an independent artist. So he's really kind of an inspiring guy to be around in that. And I was out to lunch and we were just having conversations and he was kind of saying, so what are you going to do next? What are you going to do? What's your plan? And I had been working on a solo record and I said, well, I was wondering about having them and saying to him about the Weaker Thans coming and playing on a couple of these songs and how we could make that work and what the sort of the logistics of it would be. And he presented me with this idea that through Manitoba Film and Music, there's a visiting artist program that if I were willing to come to Manitoba to work on the project, which I was thrilled with the idea of, that that we might be able to actually get money to make a record. So we applied for that money, got that money, and then once the wheels were in motion, it was sort of, you know, it happened a lot faster than we were planning. And you know, once the wheels were in motion, it was, you know, through conversations with different members of their band, it was determined that it'd be nice to do something. And if this was to be, you know, a collaboration and a slightly less conventional sort of approach, that we should do it in a, also, you know, give into sort of a non-conventional recording method, which was just like not, you know, using like a studio kind of environment and just more setting up, like installing in a house or where it was going to be. And it ended up being out in Falcon Lake, and hence the title, you know, which was the title of a kind of a famous Canadian UFO sighting. The RCMP entitled it the Falcon Lake Incident when they investigated it. But, you know, we went out there and we had our own incident, but we sort of landed and unloaded a big cube van. The cube van went away. We recorded for a week. The cube van came back. We cleaned up, vacuumed, swept up, you know, ate the last of the chips and went home.
Nice. So with regards to the UFO sighting, according to RCMP reports, they just wrote it off as being a one-night drunken incident with
they seem to point out him smelling like alcohol and they just sort of discarded it without any kind of, which, you know, I think is an interesting metaphor in their handling of the situation, is just sort of how much stuff, you know, how much stuff we miss just because we dismiss it, you know, and just whatever happened to him, he certainly was passionately connected to the fact that something occurred. So, you know, a lot of stuff around us gets dismissed, you know, without even, you know, even if we have a conversation privately, lots of people spend a lot of time just sort of dismissing outer notions, you know?
Yeah.
Away, completely separate, not talking about UFOs or anything, just talking about whether it's differences of opinions or whether it's just, you know, life. Like, there's a lot of stuff that people not take for granted, but just don't really open up to, you know?
Yeah, and people also really dwell on things that might not matter to other people, too, like a UFO sighting that maybe wasn't even real, but
yeah,
meant a lot to this guy, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sure did.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Well, I definitely believe this guy, I don't know if I believe in UFO. I mean, I was a big fan of Close Encounters and enjoy that. I just bought a reissue of it and watched it again and loved it. But I don't know whether it's not something that I definitely have a belief in, there's got to be something else out there. We can't be all there is. I definitely believe in that we can't be all there is. Like, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, I won't lie, but I definitely, you know, I spend a lot of time looking at the night sky and looking at the, you know, doing night photography and things like that, and I definitely love sort of the beauty and the mystery that is up and out there.
You even have a song about it.
I guess I do.
We should get in that song in a bit, but just back to doing the music with the Weaker Thans, did that bring more people to your music?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's funny. It's easy in hindsight to say it wasn't my plan to make a record of them so more people would hear my music, but, you know, it dawned on me kind of like the slowest kid in the class that once the record is getting ready to come out, and, you know, it's definitely brought attention from different angles and from different, you know, music-listening populations that maybe wouldn't have heard it, or if they had heard my name, maybe have heard my name and not really, you know. I remember one person saying, you know, generally in music you kind of get one chance at a story, you know, because your life is a story. But, you know, through this collaboration, it's been nice. It's breathed a sort of, you know, another percentage of life onto, you know, just the fact that for this tour and for the record, I spoke to a lot of people and it's really nice and people are interested in the story. And I think, you know, a story creates its own story, I guess, right? If you go and do something and it's a little bit different, people might ask you a couple questions about it, you know?
Yeah.
But it definitely has been, you know, the benefits for me are probably greater than the benefits for them. I mean, they're a very well-established band, and I'm a songwriter that makes records, but I definitely played in mostly smaller rooms than we're doing on this if I were out on my own tugging around an acoustic guitar. So it's not lost on me the value of this opportunity and how great it is and how special it is to me that they take time out of their lives to do this in this manner. And, you know, they could be doing anything. It was meant to be the band. They were going to take some time off, so they could have done anything, but instead they went right back at it and did this with me. So I'm really appreciative of it, and really it's a collaboration, it's a partnership. Like, the record is a partnership between us all, so it's different than me making a solo record. So yeah, I love it.
So the story would have changed had it been just you as opposed to all of the...
Yeah, it would have been me. Why in the hell did you go to Falcon Lake? Then I wouldn't have known. Then it would have been a UFO sighting, because I would have been transported there.
They shoot at the birds and howl at the moon, and everybody loved it here but you. Drink through the days, 'cause the evenings end too soon, and everybody loved it here but you. No, this is not no more like the places you were before. No, this is not version of the country. Forgetting all the words and singing out of tune, and everybody loved it here but you. Places you were before, and no, this is not your kind of country. Screaming in the sun, pass out in the afternoon, and everybody loved it here but you. Getting all the words and singing out of tune, and everybody loved it here but you. And everybody loved it here but you. Thank you.
Scully? Scully, what is it?
Mutt! You were right all along! I believe!
I slept outside in the summer and watched the dew settle on the grass. I went straight into town, but at the same speed came right back to my home, to my home, to my home, oh, oh. To wait for my wild love to find me. I've got bruised by the autumn, like all the fruit left lying in the grass. I walked all around these hills, but at the speed of breaking glass. I went back home, I went back home, I went back home. To wait for my wild love to find me. To wait for my wild love to find me. I thought out after the river, look all the shit laying under the snow. I talked to the birds and the trees, and they told me I should never go. I'd stay back home, stay right home, so I stayed home. To wait for my wild love to find me. I would stay back home, stay back home, stay back home. To wait for my wild love to find me. To wait for my wild love to find me.
Listening to Fell Off the Dock. Before that, Wild Folk. Both by Jim Bryson, backed by the Weaker Thans here on 101.9 FM CITR. And now, Jim Bryson talks more on his tour with the Weaker Thans and how it all came together.
And we're old friends, and it's really nice that we've been able to do this and then extend it and make it into a tour, because the initial idea wasn't 100% that we'd be able to tour and stuff on schedules, and John's not on tour with us. So, because he went to Dawson City to do a writing residency. So we kind of the billing of it has been Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band, and then sort of, you know, the promoters all know, and hopefully they let people know the kind of show they're going to get, and then they'll get the show they're going to get. From us, we've been having a really awesome time on tour and have had really nice shows, and we just hope they continue. And I don't think about it too much before the show, other than like the immediate, because it's sort of like watching your path a bit, as they say in sports. You know, if you stand around too long, you'll get your feet taken out. So I just sort of every day roll with it and prep the day and work really hard and do the best we can to have a really great show. And then, you know, it's been really rewarding. It's hard to explain.
So how does a Jim Bryson and Weaker Thans Band show differ from a Weaker Thans show in terms of presentation or style?
I'd say that we're they're probably, they have more rock songs in their arsenal than us. But according to their sound man, we're louder than they are, like sheer volume, because they said I play my guitar amp so loud. But I don't know. I think it's a complete, even though it's the same people involved from their end, I think it's definitely a different exhale for them. I remember John saying, even though John's not there, but I remember saying that it's really fun to be able to go out together and do the stuff when it's not their music, because it's different and it allows it to be them, you know, to, it's like his John's level when he was in the studio. He said he felt really relaxed because he didn't have to worry about the songs. Now, how that translates live with the rest of the guys, I'm not really sure. I mean, I think they definitely bring something to the table as a band, you know, and they sound very unique and they sound very much like themselves. And so anytime they start playing along, even when we play because we play songs of mine from old records, and people that came out in Ottawa that were really familiar were saying they really loved the interpretations of that music from them, because they're taking something that they had nothing to do with and they're really making it their own as well, you know. So I think there's definitely a sound that they have, just because bigger than them just being a voice in the words of John's, I think that independently, like Jason, they each have a very strong individual voice as musicians.
So what were the days of recording at the cabin like?
Well, they were casual Fridays, casual professionalism, you know, like everyone has a really good work ethic, and we knew what we wanted to get done and what we wanted to do at the end of the week. But it wasn't like we're on a clock, and it wasn't like, I thought it was great because, you know, people, at the end of the day, people aren't getting in their car and they're not going to soccer practice and they're not going home to walk their dog or to do this, do that. And, you know, it's just a time where you're all together and you spend it together. And I think there are fruits in that labor, you know?
Yeah. Would you ever go back to Falcon Lake to record a follow-up record?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'll do it together anytime soon, but it was a wonderful place to be and a wonderful place to make music and to be for that time. It was, I would go back there in a heartbeat to work again. It was really a really nice time.
So finally, one last question. How has becoming a father changed your life?
In every way possible. That's one of the hardest questions, one of the easiest and hardest questions you can answer, because it's, I mean, I think just an appropriate question is, how has fatherhood not changed your life, you know? And fine, things have changed the same. Like, it changes everything. It changes how you, changes the practicalities of your life in a really wonderful way. It changes your sleep patterns. But it also changes your sort of, your attitudes and how you, when I leave to go away, there's more at stake, you know? There's more, like, there's compromise. Like, I go away and I don't see my family when I go away. And there's compromises in that, you know, like when I get home, it takes, you got to get back in a rhythm, and they live a life and they have to live the days whether you're there or not. So you get back and you have to sort of, you work your way back onto the team, you know, back home.
Yeah.
And you go away. And so the shows, they have to be good and they have to be, you know, has to be 100%, or, you know, otherwise the compromise is more than the value, you know. So doing these shows, and they've been really, really great and really, really lovely and really rewarding, and hopefully, you know, going forward they're going to be the same. But I mean, it makes going away, you know, it's worthwhile. Doesn't mean I want to go away. It means that it's there's a value in me going to do something that, you know. So you just have to, you look at it, it's not like a spreadsheet or anything, but you definitely look at being a parent and what going away means and what point of life you're leaving them at and that sort of thing, and what, you know, how they're feeling. And, you know, our daughter's old enough now that we talk to her about what's happening and where I'm going and that I'm going to be gone for a few days, and that, you know, we talk every day on the phone and just, you know, always say that, you know, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. And, you know, I was talking to somebody who said there's lots of people who's, you know, who had parents that were there every day and weren't great parents. So you're it's not a mathematical equation, you know. Your amount of time there or away doesn't equal the quality of life your child ends up having with a family, you know.
Totally. That's beautiful. I'll take the whole family to Falcon Lake sometime.
Yeah. We'll do the Falcon Lake family record.
Those are always rad. Well, Jim Bryson, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, are you going to come into the show?
I look forward to coming to the show on the 26th.
That's awesome.
Should be great.
Yeah, I've never been to the Biltmore, but everyone says great things about it.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's a bit big, not too small.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's lots of people are coming, so it's nice that people are coming, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, it is not lost on me that I have the opportunity to do this, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So I thought we'd follow up with a couple songs, Up All Night and Constellation.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's got to be more than the gold digger, maybe the gold digger, maybe, to make you stay up all night, to make you stay up all night. It's got to be more than that sweet talker batting his blue eyes at the ladies, to make you drive around town like you're losing your mind. It makes you stay up all night. Up all night. It's got to be more than that home wrecker, maybe that home wrecker, maybe, to make you walk around town like you're living in denial. It's got to be more than a sweet talking bat and as blue as the ladies, to make you drive around town like you're losing your mind. It makes you stay up all night. 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 I know you'd like to think you don't care, but I bet you double nickels on the dime that you wish someone had loved you, baby. You wish someone had loved you, honey. Wish someone would love you, maybe. Constellations scattered in all kinds of combinations, wondering where in the hell it is we're even calling from. And like so many other people, we're all such ordinary people,
wondering how in the hell of some days we get anything done. And despite what they say, we're not like birds or aeroplanes. We never get to fly, fly, fly away. Up, up, up. And I know you always told me, from day one you always told me, if you can't hold on, eventually everything will run. And scatter in all directions, and hide from the daylight's reflections. It leaves you wondering where it is that you are even from. Despite what they say, we're not like birds or even aeroplanes. We'll never get to fly, fly, fly away. Ba, ba, ba. Say we'll never be like the aeroplanes, looking at all the constellations, scattering all kinds of combinations, wondering where in the hell it is we're even calling from.
FM CITR is the station you are currently listening to right now. And the show you're listening to is Shameless. Here with me right now are a couple of good old lads from local Vancouver band Velociraptor. They play the Biltmore on Monday with Blank Cinema and Oh No Yoko. How's it going, boys?
It's going well.
Great, man. Thanks for having us over.
Thanks for coming out. Hope we didn't distract you from too much vintage clothes shopping.
That is our favorite pastime, so we're always distracted from that.
You guys can't stop talking about vintage clothing. Big enthusiasts.
Yes.
I like to find the dampest denim jacket in the entire place, because I know it's been there the longest. It's aged well.
That one's the most vintage.
Oh, the stories that jacket could tell.
So many dead hobos and so many.
So let's backpedal a bit. How did you guys get together to form the band that is Velociraptor?
Well, basically, Justin and I worked together. This is kind of a lame story, actually. We worked a 9-to-5 office grind together and wanted to make some music. So we basically, Justin introduced me to Steve, who they went to school together back at Bishop's. And we started rocking out. I think we wrote like the first tune within like 10 minutes of our first jam session. It was pretty funny. And,
Bishop's University in Quebec?
Yeah, that's where Justin and I went.
Really? I actually spent a couple weeks sleeping in the dorms there over the summer.
Well played.
Yeah, I had some good times at the Lion. That's about it.
That's all I can remember. It was so good. No, Justin and I were in a couple of cover bands, which all had various suggestive names, as all first bands do. Morningwood and what was the other one? It was just as awful. Rosebud. That was the other band we were in.
Rosebud.
Rosebud.
So Speaking of names, are you the Phil in Velociraptor?
No, actually, that's so funny because every time I tell somebody what our band name is, I'm like, it's not named after me. I'm really not that conceited.
Incidentally, so. It's also not named after the internet me either.
Yeah,
I just moved to Vancouver with my backpack on and ended up on 55th and Main and removed from all of civilization there, my friends, and just texting back and forth because I didn't have a computer yet, had nothing else to do, and Justin sent me Velociraptor, one word, bold. I'm like, that's the band name. Should we start a band? We did.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much unrelated to anything, but it's funny because now this internet meme has gotten pretty big, so people think it's named after that, or they think it's named after me.
We're using it. We're on. You can see our EP, we've called it Velociraptor, Velociraptor, spelt the way of the internet meme, so we can steal Google hits.
Not a bad strategy.
That's some good free publicity.
No money.
And the rest is rock and roll history.
So we're going to play a bunch of tracks off your EP. Dare I say all five? I think it might start with Gay Boy.
Please, it's a crowd favorite in Nanaimo.
Nice. Oh, Nanaimo. You would like that.
Play off Nanaimo.
We had a great show in Nanaimo.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of
there.
Fun.
We got a fellow there who's a super fan. Went from Nanaimo to Victoria to see us play at their campus pub.
Great guy.
Six other people. And he's also seen us in Vancouver. Nice. President of the Velociraptor fan club lives in Nanaimo. And they love Gay Boy.
Is it about a gay boy in particular?
No, it's about an experience that I don't know our generation of young people have gotten to live through, which is, well, why don't we go to the gay bar and see what we can get done? It's a fairly new young person thing to go through, and it typically always fails. That's what the song is about.
I can relate to that actually, but that's a story for another time.
Not me. No, never.
It's not about me. It's about you, Velociraptor.
I never fail there.
And the Gay Boy on Shameless, 101.9 CITR.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis.
featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Green like barley. If that shit happen, I feed his old army. Talking about the angels. Stews and beefs in Somali. Try to stay humble and swallow my pride. And God, I trust I talk about the ones on your five. Chris Dollar Billin'. Catch me in a little hut in Benin. Village style feeding the children. Big pots of jasmine tea with Mandela. Africans chanting me on like Coachella. Ghostface Boombaye. Kumbaya, my lord, my death day. 24 karat tumale. Wishing they can bury me next to the prophet. Nabi La Isa, Musa, Hadrat, Muhammad, Ibrahim. High currents, distant places before men wings. Kings offering thrones was there. Man with the seven crowns on his dome was near. Feet walked over rose petals, sold from the ghetto. Face frozen gold like the pharaoh. Adorned in glory, robe of light, a powerful as cherub. As he passed the path, white doves crossed the eyes of thugs. Eternal heartbeat and the dark fire in his blood. 700 books were open, embraced the right. Then threw the crooks in the ocean. Skin, brass hair like it grew from goat skin. A chosen as spoken, tablets was broken. The smoke hand grabs an omen. Gravity grabbing me, gradually dragging me through hell's cavity. This is blasphemy. I fell where the jackal feet. God felt bad for me, but cast me in the Caspian Sea. Satan gave the dragon his key. Wu family's the faculty. MP, can't be. On the thinking cap, ignite your hair gel. No such thing as a fair sale. He'll put the bullet out, same day delivery airmail. And on this level with thug, we'll sell you garbage. No refund, only exchange from the cartridge. But the users kept coming back with their life earnings. Ready to make a deal, soul and pipe burning. The outcome tragic, the household dramatic. Living rooms for heated spoons, basements for addicts. Support from a bean, hit the courts from a beam. And betrayed one who had lit the torch for his team. So he sent them gifts. Body parts with DMs in the box that held prints, but too dark to see them.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting out of the hub of learning that is the UBC campus in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. If you're looking for something to do tonight, might I suggest checking out a couple shows as were featured in that last set. How about the Jizza of the Wu-Tang Clan, off his new record that was Putrefied Thoughts, with Ghostface Killah from his new Apollo Kids record. He is playing the Fortune Sound Club on Pender in Maine. Or, if indie music is your thing, then might I suggest Kellarisa, who's playing at the Waldorf Hotel on McLean and Hastings. And that track before that came off the new CITR pop compilation, the track Flatlands. Now I'm sitting here in the studio with two members of another great Vancouver band, Velociraptor. Boys, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. We've got another show to suggest tonight too, actually. Good friends of ours are in a band called Grey Empire, and they're playing at the Railway Club.
Yeah, the Railway Club, Broken Hands.
Yeah.
$6 cover.
Should be a good show. They are. We played a couple shows on the island with them a couple weeks ago. It was a lot of fun, and they are super, super tight.
And now they owe me free cover.
Yeah.
You did your part.
Yeah.
Word of mouth is worth a lot. At least two free covers, I think.
Yes.
It's spreading like wildfire now.
Who wants to come? Let's go.
So I've been holding off on talking about Jurassic Park. I know you're big fans.
That's the word on the street. Who are we to disagree with the street?
Is that a collective decision to be to reference Jurassic Park in your music?
It was more just a reference unto the band itself. Like that lyric, I ended up writing that, and a lot of songs that I write start with lyrics first, and then cobbling together some sort of music to go behind it. And you got to start somewhere, and that's where we started on that one. We had a lot of songs, right? That we had a whiteboard session trying to come up with lyrics to some music I wrote, and it started off with like Sex Rash, and it's eventually evolved into a song called Icy Spots. But I mean, you gotta start somewhere.
There's an email that circled around when your album came into circulation, and all it said, well, not all it said, but most of what it said was really heavy on Jurassic Park references, yeah, which I know made it to air on some shows. I personally looked at the record and I was like, I see one. I mean, I don't really know how you get that out of a 5-record EP.
I tried going through it myself just in the last couple of days since I had heard that on a podcast, and I can only kind of like fake 3, maybe if I harness all the powers of my English degree, 6, but I'm really just pulling it out of air at that point.
So, on the Jurassic Park
tip. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Are you more of a Sam Neill or a Jeff Goldblum? Ooh. Or a Wayne Knight? Quite a thorn of wild card in there.
Yeah, Wayne Knight.
Phil? I don't know. I'm pretty weak on Jurassic Park, to be honest. I'd have to say Jeff Goldblum, but just because that's going to be my answer to every Jurassic Park question. So. Yeah.
What dinosaur was pregnant in the field? Jeff Goldblum. He was easily the most entertaining character, and he was right the whole time. And he told you he was right. I mean, he was the fly. He knows about horror and things going terribly wrong.
Why didn't they listen?
Why didn't they? Chaos Theory is just far too complicated, I guess.
Did kill all the aliens in Independence Day, too.
Hey.
That virus.
Him and Will Smith. Don't forget about Will Smith now. He'd be...
I didn't see him typing away in any computers. I didn't see that.
Don't you remember him punching that alien in the face saying, welcome to Earth?
Hey, and Vancouver's own favorite son, Dennis Quaid.
Nice.
He helped out.
Nice.
Illegitimate son, I think.
Legitimate son, indeed.
Why couldn't we have Randy?
I know! Such a chip.
All right, so on a serious tip, mm-hmm. What was recording the EP at the Track Factory like?
This is really good, actually. One of our good friends, whose name is Matt, helped us out with our first EP, and then we just went with him again on this one, and we actually did most of the tracking at a place called Ocean Studios, which we were really lucky because he actually worked there doing, like, producing like voiceovers for anime,
for the Iron Man cartoons,
like, Iron Man cartoons and stuff, and like anime things. Anyway, so we got the studio there to do the EP, and he did all the mixing. We got it mastered with a guy in Montreal, Grey Market Mastering, and it went really well. Like, Matt is
the story of Velociraptor's awesome. Music coming into birth is a lot of favors and like time exchange for money, yeah. And elbow grease, like you might see on our EP if you press together there. Those are all hand-stamped. So we got stamps made, and then we had to, like, carve out of fabric foam the actual stamp pads because they're way too cheap to pay for the real stuff.
Well,
now, a physical media enthusiast can appreciate that right there. Yeah. I've got a Muslims record that is a blank cover art with shotgun holes in it.
Yes.
Because that's all they could afford at the time. And I feel awesome. Really proud
of
having that.
Took some sleeves out of the field and just went to town.
Exactly. I was impressed.
The best part about this one is Steve actually went and hand-carved an eraser because the spine is really small. So he hand-carved an eraser into Velociraptor in order to stamp the side, which is kind of a nice touch, I think.
You know, for effort.
It's an A for effort.
I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
Yeah.
I'm sold as far as
well,
right
let's stop
goes.
Right here.
As far as this archaic medium of CD is concerned.
On that note, let's get to that archaic medium and play a track.
Woo!
I'm thinking Robert Muldoon in the forest, rifles up, following the Velociraptor. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees the other one. What does he say?
Clever girl.
Clever girl. Oh, yeah.
Clever girl. Tropical storm, we take a bed in the ribcage of the night sky. and I'll be grazing on my shins with unprofessional wrestling. I don't know if I can cope with you jumping from the top rope. You already pulled my hamstring. Unprofessional wrestling. I don't want you to put anybody else in a full suplex. Half Nelson. I don't think you know what to do. We're both still learning how to do these moves. I don't really know what I should do. We're both still learning how to do these moves. 1, 2, 3, I'll let you pin me. 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 1, 2, 3, I'll let you pin me.
101.9 FM CITR is the station. Shameless, the show. Here with you for 15 more minutes with Stephen and Phil of Vancouver's Velociraptor.
Woo!
Hello!
Playing the Biltmore on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
With Blank Cinema, Ono Yoko.
Also playing a bizarro day show at the Cobalt on Saturday. Starts around 2. There'll be beer pong.
If anybody's ever wondered what the Cobalt looks like in daylight hours,
it's a good chance to do it. Yeah.
Finish your Friday late or start your Saturday early, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Dog, my friend.
Why does the party need to stop, really? Really?
It is the weekend. Live it up.
Or down.
Oh.
Oh. So have you played the Biltmore before? Is this the first time for you?
This will be the first. We're really excited about it. It was one of the first venues I ever went to a show in Vancouver. I think I saw a show I don't remember the first night here, but then I ended up seeing Andrew WK for the second show, and it kind of solidified as, oh, this place is much more exciting than anywhere in Halifax has ever been.
Too true.
Yeah, we're really stoked for that show. Like, really loved the Biltmore. Just such a good sound, such a good scene there. And
we got to choose the bill, so we're really happy that both bands agreed to play with us too, because we're big fans of them both.
Handpicked.
Straight from the interweb. You don't know us, but you want to play with us. Please.
Okay. So also in that set, we had started off with Velociraptor, Clever Girl. Played some Mother from their new album Eureka with the track Original Spin. Like the play on words. Good article on Mother. In the latest Discorder. Haven't read it, but it's got a lot of words, so I'm assuming it's good. Mm-hmm. And some Art Brute from their latest record, Brilliant Tragic. The song goes out to Natalie, Unprofessional Wrestling, her favorite British singer, and her favorite TV show is Monday Night Raw. So
look at that. What a combo. What a combo.
The Rock's coming back. Woo!
That's right.
I wouldn't know it. I don't watch that show. I mean, it's not my thing.
I'm not forced to watch it every week or anything.
Forced? Come on.
So there are a couple more shows I thought I would send a good word out to for those who need something to do. Say tomorrow, since Thursday's a new Friday, Frying Mist and Double Dragon are also playing at the Biltmore.
Woo!
Also, the Homo Stupids, Shearing Pink,
and eating out. No, shearing pinks. And eating out.
Get with the
thieves. Tough, tough.
At Abbott and Pender. Friday, Diamond Rings and P.S. I Love You play the Biltmore. The Drive-By Truckers play the Commodore on Granville. Diadem, Myths, No UFOs, Nurse, and Tusk play a W2 on the Cordova and Abbott. Saturday, Born Ruffians play the Rickshaw on Hastings and Gore. I think you're going to that one, aren't you, Matty?
You bet I am. Looking forward to that one. Had to pick in between the P.S. I Love You and Diamond Ring show and Born Ruffians. My friend Sean actually did the picking for me. He said I had a ticket for me for Born Ruffians.
Sold.
Yeah, no, I unfortunately missed the last Diamond Ring show with Teen Days and Double Dragon due to a tooth infection.
Rough.
Yeah, it was the worst. But, no, I'm looking forward to Born Ruffians on the weekend. Not really. I haven't really gotten super into their record Say It, but you know, I love their first EP and their first record for sure. So definitely looking forward to that one.
I deeply concur. So shall we play some more Velociraptor?
I think that's a great idea. What do you guys think?
It's okay.
Nah, you can't.
If it's cool, if it's convenient, right?
if it works for you guys, you can't disagree. I'm not allowed to. Legally obliged to agree.
This is John's show. John runs the show.
Continue to promote our product.
I endorse this here product. The track of choice is Surfer.
Oh, good.
Shameless. 119 FM. CITR.
I took too long, I